Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, the Bert Show.
All right, Jeff. Brand new Bert Show phone scam.
Calling up a woman who had some car repairs done, and she's got her car back and everything's working. But I dial her up because I need to talk to her about the added charges we're going to put on her credit card.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Carly.
Yes, this is.
Hey, Carly, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Who's this?
This is Jim Danik. I was the one you were dealing with the most when you brought your car in.
Okay.
Working okay?
Yeah, it's working fine now.
All right. According to the paperwork here, we did some brake work and we did the timing belt. And then fuel injector stuff and... All right, listen, I just want to give you a heads up. Tomorrow morning, as indicated when you were in here, tomorrow morning we're going to be doing the upcharge of $10 an hour, and we're on your car for $8.50, so it's $85.
No, when I picked my car up, I paid for it. Like, I paid for everything when I picked it up.
Right, but as explained, that if the garage, on average, if it's not turning the profit that it should be, we can upcharge any customer we've had within the past 30 days, so... We're upcharging everybody an extra $10 an hour.
I paid a lot of money to get my car fixed.
Right. Well, when you filled out the paperwork, you indicated that you were okay with the upcharge.
I know that there's a parts and labor fee that goes...
Yeah, this is part of the labor.
But you're not doing any work on my car.
Right, the work's already done.
I know, that's what I'm just saying. You're not doing any work on my car. I've already been charged for it. So why are you going to be charging me for work that you're not doing?
It's the upcharge for the profitability. The garage, we're not making as much. We need to make money. Like, we need to have a living, you know? We need to put food on the table for our families. We need to go on vacations.
Well, yeah, but that's why you guys charge as much as you charge. I mean, I'm sure I got overcharged for whatever, you know, the small stuff that you guys did.
No, you don't,
I mean,
you replaced,
like,
overcharged.
Every bell, every
Look.
Air filter, every everything that I actually didn't really need. And so now I actually paid more then. I'm not going to pay more now. You're not even doing anything to my car.
Right. Well, no, but you agreed to it.
No, I didn't agree to it.
It was, you signed the paperwork. It was in the fine print.
There's nothing. I have my receipt because I keep everything. If I need to, I'll get my receipt and I'll check over everything.
And you'll see. And you'll see the profitability upcharge. Listen, let me bottom line it for you.
There's no bottom. The bottom line is that I'm not going to, that this is crap. I'm not going to pay you guys because you guys aren't making any money. So you're charging people for work that hasn't even been done.
I'm going to bottom line it for you. We're doing a joint family vacation. Todd and his wife and his two kids and me and June and our three kids. We're all going to
What the hell are you talking about?
If you would stop yelling, you'd understand. No, but we've already paid. We've put the deposit down at Dollywood.
Are you telling me that you've already charged my credit card the amount of money, this $80 that you say you've already charged my credit card?
Well, I was going to make it 80, but you're so grumpy about it, I'm going to make it 85, which is the
actual
amount.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'll call my credit card company now, and I'll tell them to cancel what I paid for you already.
I have your
card. The Better Business Bureau. I'm sure that they'll want to hear something like that. I've never heard of anything like this.
Well, maybe you should read the fine print.
I read the receipt.
Oh, man.
It says it's exactly in there. It says parts and... You know what? I'm going to get that receipt because that's ridiculous.
Have you ever met a person whose voice gets inside your head and then just bounces around like a ball in a racquetball court? Oh!
What are you talking about?
Your voice is in my head.
Well, you're really starting to irritate me. But you know what? Is your supervisor there? Because I don't think that this is... I've been... So wait a second. Now, I've been coming there for all this time, and now I've never had a problem with what is this thing, this upcharge?
The profit.
And now all of a sudden, profitability, whatever bull****. that is that you're talking about, but that's not, I'm sorry. I paid for the service that my car was done, and I'm done. Thank you.
The sound of your voice is pushing on the back of my eyes.
Then you know what? I'll take care of it. Then I'll just hang up on the telephone, and if you decide to charge my card, then you can have your problem dealing with it then. So thank you. Have a good day. Thank you.
Are you married? Goodbye. Are you married?
No, I'm not married, and I'm not talking to you. Thank you.
Boyfriend?
No.
Oh. No surprise there. Listen, it's...
You know what? Thank you. Goodbye.
Hello? Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Carly?
Yes, it is.
It's Jim again. Jim's paid.
You know what?
Hold on. Hold. Your best friend, Robin... just phone scammed you. This is actually Jeff with the Burt Show at All the Hits Q100.
What?
And she thought this would be funny. It's like a joke.
Oh my God, dude, I was so pissed. You don't even know. I was on the phone. I was on hold actually right now calling my credit card company just in case somebody had tried to call and charge my card because I figured that it would be that I would call beforehand. Oh my God. You don't understand because they totally reamed me anyway when I paid for my car in the first place.
No offense, but you really do have one of those voices.
Gee, thanks.
And laughs.
Yeah, thanks.
Ow! We will scam you.
Hey, the Burt Show.